In today's gospel, Christ begins his preaching in the region of Galilee and calls his first apostles. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once, they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. So this is honesty time, okay? I'm going to ask a question, and I need your 100% honesty. How many people here are either afraid of the dark or don't like the dark? Okay, we got more hands raised than we did at the other two masses, but okay. At the end of the 8 o'clock mass, a person that came up and said, "I'm really afraid of the dark." I said, "Did you raise your hand?" He said, "No, I didn't want anybody else to know." I said, "Okay." So I know there's some of you out there. But I'm afraid of the dark. I do not like the dark. My wife likes the dark. I hate the dark. You know, we go up to bed, it's dark up in my room. In the hallway has that little glow from the outside light at the front door. And my imagination starts to go wild. I think there's somebody in my bedroom doorway watching me sleep. Sometimes I even think that there's a man or somebody low crawling on my floor and under my bed. I won't even put my arm outside the bed, right? It's underneath the pillow, it's wrapped around the dog. I'm just terribly afraid of the dark. I think there's bad things in the dark, and I have a hard time sleeping and just relaxing until I just pass out. Well, you know I have grandkids, right? And I love to have my grandkids sleep over. Two reasons why I like to have them sleep over. Because I just like the company of my grandchildren. And second, I get to keep the bathroom light on. Yep, when the grandkids sleep over, my wife puts the bathroom light on, and we just close our bedroom door a little bit, and there's enough light. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy they're here. I can see there's nothing coming in my door. I know nobody's low crawling on the floor. I sleep like a baby, like the other two. And it just brings me comfort, and it brings me peace. And it allows me to be at rest, just having that light from the bathroom shine through the darkness of my bedroom. Love when my grandkids sleep over. Well, isn't that kind of like our lives? There's a lot of darkness in the world right now. It's all around us. All we have to do is turn on the news and we see it. There's darkness in our neighborhoods. We're just surrounded by darkness. We're also surrounded by darkness within ourselves. And that's the darkness of sin, the sin that we may carry around with us. It keeps us in the dark. We don't have peace. We don't have comfort. We're afraid to go to sleep. because of the darkness around us and the darkness within us. But it is that light of Christ that wants to come through and permeate that darkness so that we can have peace, so we can sleep, so that we can have joy knowing the light of Christ. All we have to do is accept that light. All we have to do is accept Jesus into our hearts, into our minds, and let that light shine through our darkness. And how do we do that? First, through confession. To rid ourselves of that darkness of our sin, whatever is weighing on us that keeps us in that dark, and asking Christ to forgive us and be merciful. And that is the light. That is how we begin, by accepting that light of Christ. We say yes to Christ, just as Peter, Andrew, John, and James did. We say yes to Christ, and we allow that light to overtake our darkness. How else can this be accomplished? Well, Jesus has a threefold way of doing this. He has a threefold way of doing this. First, Jesus teaches us. He teaches us how to be like Him, how to live like Him, how to be merciful, loving, and forgiving like Him. He's constantly teaching us that. Second, He preaches to us. Jesus preaches to us. He preaches the Scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God. He's introducing us to our Father in heaven, God Himself, by preaching us the Scriptures. And once He has done those two, what else does He do for us? He heals. He heals us through confession. He forgives us. He shows us mercy. He shows us love. He teaches, He preaches, and He heals. And all we have to do is say yes and allow that light to shine within us. But just like Peter, Andrew, James and John and the others, now that we have done that, we have decided to follow Christ and accept the light into us to dispel the darkness. Now we have to go out and be a light for somebody else. We too have to go out into the world and teach people how to be like Christ, to preach to people the Word of God and to introduce them to God our Father, and then to heal one another through forgiveness, through visiting the sick, through visiting the imprisoned, by taking care of one another, healing. We are now called to do that. If we accept the light of Christ, if we allow it to dispel our darkness, because when we go out to somebody else and we do that, give them the light of Christ, guess what? They go out to another, and another, in another. And someday, hopefully, prayerfully, there will be no darkness within ourselves or within the world. So I'm offering a challenge this week, including myself. Find that person to be a light for. Find that person that you can teach, that you can preach, and that you can heal. Maybe there's a person in your life that needs forgiveness. Or maybe they just need guidance. But teach to them, preach to them, and heal them so that their darkness can be dispelled, so that they can become a light for Christ for another in this darkened world. God bless.